This is a guitar I picked up in Mexico, and it has a nice tone. It actually was given to me by some of the folks down there. Now, here is a song, a very moving song, written in the El Estilo Mexicano. Huh? Who put the hole in my sombrero? Who put the bullet in my hat? Who put the hole in my sombrero? Who would do a terrible thing like that? All right. Oh, wow. You know, there's a lot of music from Latin America, various kinds. You know that. Brazil has its own type, and Mexico has its own type. Ecuador has its own type. In Ecuador, in some of the upper Andean countries, up where you have the mountains, they have a lot of flute and an instrument called a rondador. It's a series of pipes in the order of a little xylophone that they blow across, but it is not a succeeding scale. It's a tricky thing to try and play. And it used to be beautiful in the evening as we'd be walking over to the radio station for a program or taking a break between programs, and we'd step outside. From up on the hillside of Mount Pichincha, up on the mountainside, you could hear these little rondadores playing as the Indians would play their music up there. So every country has its own specific kinds of music. For example, one that you're very familiar with, and it's not Mexican, it's not Spanish Latin American, but it is Latin American because it's from the West Indies. Down the way where the nights are gay and the sun shines daily on the mountain top, I took a trip on a sailing ship. And when I reached Jamaica, I made a stop, and I'm sad to say I'm on my way. Won't be back for many a day. My heart is down, my head is turning around. I had to leave a little girl in Kingston Town. That's one style of music you hear down that way, calypso type. Then you have this kind of music that has become, this particular piece became popular here a few years ago, and it's basically from Cuba. And it was written by the poet laureate of Cuba. It was a beautiful poem that he wrote that was later set to music, and you'll recognize it right away, and you've heard it sung both in English and Spanish, but this is what it sounds like in Spanish. Guantanamera, Guajira, Guantanamera, Guantanamera, Guajira, Guantanamera. Yo soy un hombre sincero, de donde crece la palma. Yo soy un hombre sincero, de donde crece la palma, y antes de morir me quiero echar mis versos al mundo. Guantanamera, Guajira, Guantanamera. It's a story, basically, about a girl who lives in the province of Guantanamo in Cuba. Some of you have heard of Guantanamo Bay. And he's singing about her. People from Guantanamo are called Guantanameros, and the women are called Guantanameras. And so the song was written about one girl from that particular part of that province in Cuba. Then in Mexico, oh, you have a different kind of music entirely. And you have something like this. I Jalisco, 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 tú tienes tu novia que es Guadalajara. Muchacha bonita, la perla más rara de todo Jalisco es mi Guadalajara. Ay, Jalisco, no te rajes, me sale del alma gritar con calor, abrir todo el pecho pa' echar ese grito, qué lindo es Jalisco. Palabra de honor. How about that, huh? Mexico. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Am I getting feedback? Thank you. I understand I'm getting some feedback here. Probably not the microphone's fault. All right. From Mexico also, you get... many folk songs that were written back in the days of the Revolution. There was a great deal of separation that took place in those days in Mexico. This particular song is one written by a man who was leaving to join the army. And so he writes to his sweetheart. Yes, please feel free, gentlemen, to take your coats off and be comfortable. And he writes this to his sweetheart. Come right on in, folks. I think all of you have met the Witherspoons, or at least Mrs. Witherspoon, who's been with us in the morning. And they're folks from town, and we're delighted that they've been able to join us in the evenings and be with us. Yes, you're more than welcome. This one is that song I was telling you about. Adios, mi chaparrita. No llores por tu Pancho. Que si se va del rancho, muy pronto volverá. Verás que del Bajío te traigo cosas buenas. Un beso que tus penas... Beso is a kiss. Muy pronto olvidarás los moñitos pa' tus trenzas y pa' tu mamacita. Even a gift for her mother. Rebozo de bolita y en aguas de percal. Now the Latins, we Latins, are incurable romantics. You know that, I suppose. What are you laughing about? But let me show you what I mean. Here's a song that, let me see if I can remember how it goes. Qué bonitos ojos tienes debajo de esas dos cejas, debajo de esas dos cejas. Qué bonitos ojos tienes. You know what he's saying? What beautiful eyes you have. And they're located right below those two eyebrows. That's right. That's exactly what he said. All that was just to say that, to tell her that her eyes are under her eyebrows. Now, who but a Latin could take all the trouble to do that and make it sound that pretty? Huh? Is that true? Is that what the song says? Huh? Qué bonitos ojos tienes. What beautiful eyes you have. Debajo de esas dos cejas. Under those two eyebrows. Now, where do you suppose they're going to be found? You know? But it's still pretty, isn't it? Oh, yeah. That's the Malagueña. Very famous music. Well, this music has influenced our evangelical culture in Latin America, obviously. Now, for many years, all we had was translations of the typical hymns that we sing in English. And such as, for example, this one. Tal como soy de pecador, sin más confianza que tu amor, and so on, just as I am. And that was basically the kind of songs that we sang in Latin America. But then about 20 years ago, they began producing hymns that are typically Latin American, and they are beautiful. They really are, because they're set in the tempo and the rhythm and the style of Latin American music. And so you have such songs as this one, for example. This is the testimony of a man in Mexico. I learned it in Cuba. Later I received a letter from the man. I didn't know who had written it. I learned the song, and I recorded it, and it became well known all through Latin America, and one of the favorites, literally, across all of Latin America, Spanish-speaking Latin America, and yet I still didn't know who had written it. And one day he wrote to me, told me who he was, told me the story behind it. It's a beautiful song. The title of it is Hay Una Senda, There Is One Way. And it's his testimony, and he tells how he came to know the Lord, how his family rejected him, and yet how satisfied he has been because he found the one way. And this is what it sounds like. Hay una senda que el mundo no conoce. Hay una senda que yo pude encontrar. En Cristo tengo la salvación de mi alma. Cristo es la senda que me puede salvar. En Cristo tengo la salvación de mi alma. Cristo es la senda que me puede salvar. And he goes on to tell his testimony of how he was rejected from his family and so on. Another one that I learned in Colombia, again, written by just a young man out there, his own little testimony about the Good Shepherd. Señor Jesús, tú eres mi pastor. Pastor is shepherd. Y a tu cuidado yo vivo tan feliz. Yo te conozco, pues tu voz oí. Pacientemente llamándome al redil. Mi pastor es Jesús, mi buen pastor es Jesús. Pastor, shepherd, Jesús, Jesus. Mi pastor es Jesús, mi buen pastor es Jesús. En sus hombros Él me lleva cuando yo cansado estoy. Mi pastor es Jesús, mi buen pastor. Buen pastor, the good shepherd. There was another one that was written. It's been translated into English. And you can find it in certain songbooks. Beautiful thing. In fact, several have been translated into English now, out of Spanish. But this is one of them. In Spanish, it sounds like this. I always forget how it starts for some reason. After I sing the Buen Pastor, I have a hard time remembering the... It's about the same subject, the Good Shepherd. I got it. Yeah. Soy la triste oveja que dejó al pastor. Yo andaba perdido cuando él me encontró. This is what it says, and here's how it's been translated into English. Just a wayward lamb, wandering from the fold, out upon the mountain, so lonely and cold. Come and follow me. Hear the shepherd's plea. Safely on my shoulders, I'll carry thee home. I will lead in pastures, meadows green and fair. If you follow me, I will guard thee with care. Listen to my pleading. I will guide thee home, safe with me forever, no longer. And with tears he led me gently to his side. So that gives you an idea of what's being done as we translate them from Spanish now into English. Well, let's see. There's one more I'd like to do. Taking a little longer than I expected. I'm sorry about that. But just one more. This one isn't Spanish. This is just a favorite hymn of mine. It's an old one. Some of you may recognize it, and some may not. I must tell Jesus all of my trials. I cannot bear these burdens alone. In my distress, he kindly will help me. Jesus can help. Jesus alone. I must tell Jesus. I must tell Jesus. I cannot bear these burdens alone. I must tell Jesus, I must tell Jesus, Jesus.